A little bit of Mexico came to Middlebury, Vermont last weekend. Officials from the Mexican government were in town to help its citizens renew passports or obtain other documents. The event is also a social gathering for Mexican farm workers who spend much of their time in isolation on farms throughout the state. But as VPR's John Dillon reports, this year's so-called mobile consulate comes at a time of increasing tension for Mexicans living in Vermont.
Twice a year, in summer and early winter, the Mexican government sets up a mobile consulate office in Vermont. The winter session is held in Middlebury, and this past Saturday, dozens of farm workers waited patiently for their names to be called for passport photos and new IDs. But they also came to socialize and share a meal of takeout pizza and home-cooked tamales.
In many occasions, it is families. Maybe not every person is getting a document, but there is a feeling of home.
Graciela Gomez-Garcia is the acting consul general of Mexico in Boston. She took a break Saturday from processing documents to talk about the consulate visit. She says the office usually sees about 200 people at the day-long event. It's a time of great uncertainty for Mexican farm workers in Vermont. The Trump administration moved the immigration debate to the political front burner in the 2018 elections, and federal agencies continue to crack down on people who may be in the country illegally. But Gomez-Garcia says the Middlebury event helps affirm the common humanity between different cultures.
As you notice, we also have local volunteers who prepare coffee and treats and food, who are donating warm clothes. So it always warms my heart. The fact that we come to Middlebury early December, near Christmas, always ratify my faith in humankind.
Luis, a young farm worker who lives in Cornwall, has worked here for 14 years. But he's not in the country legally, so he doesn't want his real name used. He's at the Middlebury consulate, not to get help with his passport or paperwork, but for the food.
I'm just here for a little while, and I'm here to eat something, and just like, this has got to be my breakfast, and if I can get something here, so... Yeah, that's what I'm planning for.
Luis drove here to Middlebury. He got his license several years ago under a Vermont law that allows undocumented people to get a driver's privilege card.
You can't live without a car. People live on cars. You know, you don't have the grocery store like 2-3 minutes away or 5 minutes away. You got 10 minutes away, but driving.
So he's concerned about allegations outlined in a recent federal lawsuit that officials at the Vermont Department of Motor Vehicles turned over names and identification information to agents at Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
I think that people is just going to think about more to trying to get a license if the information goes to another place.
The Mexican consulate is also concerned about the allegations in the lawsuit, but Acting Consul General Gomez-Garcia is careful not to criticize U.S. policy.
I understand that this might be yet another expression of a further enforcement of immigration regulations, internal information sharing between agencies. But to the extent that it affects Mexican citizens, we are truly concerned and we are following the story quite closely.
One way to deal with undocumented workers and the need for labor on Vermont farms would be some kind of guest worker program that would allow people to be here legally, a proposal backed by Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy. Gomez-Garcia points out that the remedy there lies with the U.S. Congress. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.